let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
I want to get to your guys' comments on this in a second. Just a couple things before we do that. Former Nebraska basketball players have found homes from the portal.
Well, they've exited the portal.
They have left the portal. That would include former Husker Eli Rice, who will be headed to another Big Ten school. It could be any one of 17 other schools.
Yeah.
Penn State is the one.
That's not the one I had thought.
What did you think? Like USC or something?
I was
something?
Thinking one of the West Coast schools, yeah.
No, yeah, because I led you there, Josh. Sorry, I misled you.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State. Also, Matar Jop has landed at Loyola Marymount, reportedly.
Classic program.
Classic program. All around the country, you guys just spread around.
Mm-hmm.
There's Huskers everywhere. Because once a Husker, always a Husker.
That's right.
We'll forget about that part of it. Couple comments from you guys on Caitlin Clark before we get to Stroh here. Jed writes in.
Hi, Jed.
Says, Caitlin Clark's signature heart with her hands. Did she create this? Was she the first to ever do this? It's like Patrick Mahomes throwing sidearm and people freaking out as if she was he was the first to ever do it. Yeah, no. I mean, she does it every, like, does it make it signature if she just does it all the time? Because it's not, like, it's not hers. She doesn't,
right.
But she just does
she
it all
the time.
She did not
invent
it. Yeah.
Good question. I guess that's the most succinct way to say to you, the audience, this is something she does at the end of
it. Yeah, she just does it. Like, yeah, I guess it doesn't have to be a signature, but that's the way Greg Doyle
it's a move.
Put it. Also, I like this one from Jefferson Steelflex on YouTube. I'm just picturing that guy doing the heart gesture to Frank Reich or any of the other Indianapolis Colts coaches.
Maybe after this season, we get an apartment together.
Yeah, man. Like, it's pretty easy. Just don't, like, just be a normal person.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be any more than what it is. Just be a normal person. You can ask wacko questions if you're, like, you can. But I don't know. That one was a little over the top yesterday, obviously. You could ask questions in unique ways. Just rules of thumb. Mm-hmm. Don't refer to a person as that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's not good. And
have a question.
Have a question.
The heart hands was not a question.
And in some playful banter at the beginning of a press conference. Don't say, do this toward me.
Do it to me.
So weird. Just stop being, I genuinely, like, I don't have anything else to say about it. Like, it's not, I just, don't be a weirdo. It doesn't seem that hard to me. I try not to be a weirdo every single second I'm alive.
It's a good rule of thumb.
Thank you.
Don't be a weirdo.
Thank you.
Just, I don't know that we need a grander point than that.
Yeah, really.
I think it's important for people to hear. Don't be a weirdo.
You could treat women's athletes the same as you treat men's athletes.
Yeah.
I mean, you really can. Just in both cases, don't be, like, they know, like, what they have to do is answer questions, especially if you're Caitlin Clark, and it's an obligation, and you know you're going to get, like, you have to be prepared for all the angles. She is obviously very prepared for a lot of the different things that come her way. She seems comfortable or certainly more comfortable than she has been at doing those type of things. So just ask her if you got a question, just ask her, you know? Don't be like, hey, heart.
I like that you're here.
I like that you're here. Pedro writes in.
Hi, Pedro.
He says, hi, guys. I think that Caitlin has changed the women's game. Is it going to be bigger than the NBA? No, but she is hitting shots from the logo. That is new with the women's game. All the younger players will be trying to hit shots like Caitlin. I was not a big fan of her. The complaining and flopping took away from her performance as a great player. I can see why people are so impressed with her ability. The WNBA has to figure out a way to market her and not – make the other star players mad. If they were smart, they would give her the Tiger treatment. Everyone wins.
A good comp.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the league. It'll be interesting to see how the league kind of deals with it. You know.
I think this is an interesting point from Douglas on YouTube.
Hey, Douglas on YouTube.
Honestly, inserting some humor at a press conference shows that Greg doesn't really care about their WNBA basketball team and that he doesn't know what to do with Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Welcome to Indianapolis. Thanks. Anything else? Wow. Wow. That's how it came off. Wow. You're here. You're a star.
So, do you like stuff?
It's weird because, like, I never, just being in the same vicinity a handful of times over the last several years, like, I never, like, if LeBron walked into the gym, I'd be like, wow. I never got that with her. Maybe it was just because it was on the, you know, it was on the court. But she doesn't, like, she doesn't really carry herself that way, you know, when she's just kind of walking around and trying to be like, she doesn't really carry herself as if everyone is watching her, even though she knows everyone is watching her. It's like, it's kind of the part of the charm of her. She's been put into a situation where she now has a lot of people watching her at all times. It's different. Jefferson Steelflex comments in again, says, going to start greeting people with, I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
Good touch.
Charles writes in, he says, don't be a weirdo is hard for journalism majors. I guess so. Maybe they need to teach. That needs to be a class at the J schools across the country.
Yeah.
Don't be a weirdo 205.
Maybe not like a whole class, but like like a unit.
Like, how do you be normal?
Yeah.
How do you be normal? It's a great question. I don't know. It's probably one of those things, Josh, you either have it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think Greg Doyle probably just doesn't have it. Yeah. And so you got to deal with it on the other side. All right, coming up next, there's some interesting things going on with Scott Strohmeyer's Iowa Western Reavers. Interesting in that they won a national championship last year.
Second consecutive.
They won a national championship the year before that, yeah, Josh. Yeah. Josh is still waiting for his ring.
They're coming. I know they're good for it.
Are they going to break in during the show one day and size you up again? Because that'd be awesome.
I've been sized.
Because you got sized at the first one.
Yeah.
Your finger hasn't changed.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not gaining that much weight that quickly, Connor.
Right. Now, how do you approach spring practice for a team that's just won a national championship? And what else is going on with Iowa Western football? They have a spring game coming up in just a couple weeks here. So we'll talk about it all with Stroh in our catch-up here next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.